Hello and welcome to Quick Charge. I'm Steven and today is Sunday, April 21st. Tesla's biggest retail shareholder, Leo Kuang, confirmed that he is voting against Elon Musk's $55 billion package and the re-election of two board members. The Indonesian-born Chinese-American businessman is better known for founding SHI International Corp, a large IT company that made him a billionaire. Kuang believes in Tesla's mission to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy. He is the third largest individual shareholder in the company with $3.5 billion invested in over 27 million shares. This makes him an important player in the upcoming shareholders vote that Tesla's board announced this week. Tesla has asked investors to reinstate Elon Musk's $55 billion CEO compensation package after it was invalidated over governance issues at Tesla. The automaker is also seeking the re-election of Kimball Musk, Elon's brother, and James Murdoch, a friend to Elon, to the board of directors. Kuang had previously been frustrated with Tesla's governance issues, recently saying that Tesla is a family business masquerading as a public company. Kuang is the largest Tesla investor to make his intentions known, but as is usually the case in shareholder votes, the institutional investors are expected to make the difference. Tesla has recalled the Cybertruck due to a defective accelerator pedal, and in the process, the automaker confirmed having delivered at least 3,800 deliveries. There appeared to be a stop in sale on the Cybertruck over the last few days as Tesla looked into a potential issue reported by owners regarding a slippery accelerator pedal. Basically, someone in the manufacturing line decided to use soap to make it easier to assemble the pad on the accelerator pedal, and now when you hit it hard, it becomes dislodged and the pedal gets stuck. Tesla investigated customer claims of the condition until they decided a recall was necessary. The recall affects 3,878 Cybertrucks, which is the first data point released by Tesla about delivery numbers for the electric pickup. Norway has signed a contract with Ventia Energi to develop its first commercial offshore wind farm. This marks an important milestone in Norway's commitment to renewable energy and can be a catalyst to kickstart the offshore wind industry in Norway. Ventia Energi won Norway's first auction to develop offshore wind in the southern North Sea last month. The Norwegian government offered a capacity of 1.5 gigawatts. Norway aims to achieve 30 gigawatts of offshore wind power by 2040. DC fast charging station installations is gaining momentum in the US with an increase to nearly 8,200. Nearly 600 DC fast charging stations came online in Q1. That's one DC fast charging station for every 15 gas stations, and Tesla superchargers make up more than a quarter of them. It's exciting to watch fast chargers multiply rapidly across the US. People charge their EVs at home most of the time, but there's still a need for fast chargers for longer trips. This growth will hopefully alleviate the range anxiety that persists amongst the general public, with charging deserts quickly being eliminated. The massive LiBAR electric excavator reached a major operational milestone earlier this month when it moved its 1 millionth ton of dirt. The converted mining excavator has been hard at work and now, after its initial 90-day break-in period, operating at partial capacity while the site team familiarizes themselves with the new tech, it's operating at full speed at Fortescue's Christmas Creek mine in Western Australia. The LiBAR is working so well that Fortescue is planning to order two more examples of the mighty Earth Mover. Once Fortescue electrifies their entire fleet, around 95 million liters of diesel will be removed from operations every year. Moving more than 1 million tons of earth and rocks takes a lot of energy. To keep its batteries topped off, the electric excavator operates off a blend of renewable solar power and a 6.6 kV substation more than 2 kilometers away. The intention is that all electric mining equipment will eventually be 100% powered by renewable energy. Because LiBAR takes a modular approach to building its larger mining equipment, repowering a diesel drive excavator can be completed in a matter of weeks. LiBAR is lucky to have a customer in Fortescue that's willing to put their cards on the table here, trumpeting the repowered excavator success and even announcing its plans to order two more electric machines publicly. In today's community comment found on YouTube, somebody mentioned that it would be cool if Teslas had bi-directional charging. It would be great if this could be an almost standard feature in all EVs. Thank you for watching Quick Charge by Electric. I'm Steven, and have a great day.